terrible thorns in it. That has some wood to it.
Well, this is called the City of Palms.
Oh, yeah, Well, I had pictures of it, and all 10th Street was lined with palms. And as the years went by, that's what growth does, you know. They had to take down, and we all griped about it. And I don't think now 10th Street has hardly any palms. And it used to be on both sides of the street.
Is that a native tree here?
Yeah, mine come up all over the yard. I just dig them up. I saw one the other day, and over into the oleanders. And I tell the yard vine, I thought it gets too big. I have one that's getting pretty large, but it doesn't seem to be in the way. I have a big pecan tree, and every year I think it's going to, going to be it last year, but it never did have good pecans. This is not really, there are some pecan trees that do pretty good, but we are not, this is not a pecan country.
Do you grow any of those kind of nuts, those long like that, those white? You sliver them, or you buy them slivered for casseroles?
Oh, you mean almond? No. No.
What about any other kind of nuts grow around here?
Any never have grown nuts.
Walnut?
No. Nicotoes or anything like that. Nothing like that ever grows here.
Mm-hmm. What do you have about the walnut? You said this.
What kind of what?
Walnut?
No.
Do people use that to make furniture with or anything?
Well, I imagine so. They call it walnut. It is walnut furniture, mahogany. See, mahogany grows down in South America, you know. Now, I don't know where walnuts grow.
Have you ever seen walnuts growing?
No. Uh-oh.
I didn't know they grew around here at all.
No.
Mm-hmm. You have some beautiful furniture in this house. Tell me about it. Is this the kind of furniture you would have in your house as a child?
It was a different kind at that time. It was a horrible period. Oak. And now oak, they say, now is very valuable. And we had, I should have showed you a picture. We sold the furniture. It was a gorgeous furniture. It was, said if I'd have had it in Houston or out in California, I could have gotten $2,500 for the set. But I was glad to get $500 cash. A half piece and a wardrobe, a double wardrobe with two mirrors and a single wardrobe and a gorgeous dresser. In my father's home, but none of our homes could have. I had pictures of that. And so a friend in Brownsville came, and I'd rather see a friend buy it than to let it. She was buying for her son.
What do you call these pieces of furniture like these?
This is a Victorian period. And this was at my father's home down in Brownsville. And when they bought the home, this was in it.
What would you call that piece of furniture there?
It's just a pair of sofas, love seats.
Well, I didn't know if it was sofas or love seats.
What's
the difference in a sofa and a love seat?
Well, I'd say a sofa is a little bit longer. Now, my son in Harlingen's got a beautiful piece that also came out of my father's home. And that's the gentleman's chair, and that over there is the lady's chair.
Now, why is that? Because of the arms on the gentleman's
yes,
chair?
Yes, uh-huh. And those six chairs in the dining room belong to this set, but I made needlepoint for them, and they go in the dining room. And, of course, this goes to my daughter. And, of course, this... I want to tell you about this. I bought this in Madame Morris.
What do you call it?
Well, it's a desk.
Well, it's a desk.
Yeah, and it's got a name. And you know, I once.